Hi there. The word for you today is know what to fight for. In Philippians 3:14, Paul writes, I press on to win the prize. Look, the poorest person in the world isn't the one without money. It's the one without a God-given vision. Vision requires faith and focus. Unless you understand what's fighting for, you risk fighting the wrong battles, fighting at the wrong time, fighting when you shouldn't even be involved, fighting because you need to win in order to feel good about yourself, fighting even though the battle is already lost, but your pride won't let you accept it. The bottom line is, stay focused on the goal God has given you. John Mason writes, and I quote, destiny delayed is the devil's delight. Think about that. If Satan can't defeat you outright, he'll try to distract you with unimportant things, or he'll try to disqualify you by getting you to make bad decisions. Either way, he wins and you lose. Just because something is good doesn't mean it's right for you. When your plate is already full doing what God's given you to do, learn to say no to everything else. Once you do that, you free yourself from other people's expectations and the need for their approval. Bear in mind also that no doesn't mean never. Sometimes it just means not now. When you're spread too thin, you become mediocre at everything and effective at nothing. When you try to fight on every front, you wear yourself out and you fail to win where it really counts. Fighting a battle with no spoils is like pouring water on a burning shack. Unless somebody's life is in danger, it's probably not worth it. So conserve your energy for when you have something really important at stake. In other words, know what to fight for.